All right, let's dive right into this week's deep dive. Imagine this. You're looking at satellite images and see this cluster of storm clouds gathering way out over warm ocean waters. It starts as this, like, seemingly innocent swirl, right? And then quickly gains all this momentum. And it just grows into this, like, monstrous vortex of wind and rain, a hurricane being born. And while these storms are totally awe-inspiring in their power, there's this hidden danger that many people, I don't think, realize. Hurricanes, they aren't symmetrical. Have you ever heard the saying, knowing which way the wind blows? Well, in the case of hurricanes, like, that knowledge can be life-saving. It turns out that one side of a hurricane is significantly more destructive than the other.
Yeah, that's right. And it's so fascinating because in the northern hemisphere, the right side of a hurricane is where the real danger is. We're talking about a 2 to 3-fold increase in the potential for death and destruction compared to the left side.
2 to 3 times.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a huge difference.
Huge.
What causes this asymmetry? I mean, it's not just random, right?
Absolutely not. It's this combination of factors, but primarily the Earth's rotation and the hurricane's own forward movement.
Okay, so break that down for me a little bit. Like, how does that actually work?
Okay, so let's start with the Earth's rotation. This creates what we call the Coriolis effect. So because the Earth is spinning, anything moving a long distance over it, like a hurricane, is going to get deflected. In the northern hemisphere, this deflection is to the right.
Oh, so it's kind of like if you're trying to walk straight across, I don't know, like a spinning merry-go-round,
Yes.
you'd end up curving to the side, right?
Exactly. Now imagine that merry-go-round is also moving forward. That's what a hurricane's doing. It's
Right.
rotating while also traveling across the ocean.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going. So on the right side of the hurricane, like the rotation and the forward motion are working together.
Precisely. It's like adding your running speed to the speed of the merry-go-round. You get a much higher combined speed. On the left side, the rotation is actually working against the forward motion. So the speeds partially cancel each other out.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's this combination of the Coriolis effect and the hurricane's forward movement that creates this asymmetry in wind speeds.
Exactly.
Wow.
And we're not talking about small differences here.
Yeah.
Take Typhoon Yolanda as an example. It was moving towards the Philippines at about 50 kilometers per hour, but its internal rotation was a staggering 250 kilometers per hour.
Oh, wow.
That means on the right side of the storm, the wind speeds were potentially reaching 300 kilometers per hour, while on the left side, they were closer to 200.
That's a massive difference.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that difference in wind speed translates into a huge difference in, well, the damage a hurricane can inflict.
You are absolutely right. The force of the wind increases exponentially with speed.
Hmm.
For example, a 240 kilometer per hour wind isn't just a little bit stronger than a 200 kilometer per hour wind.
Right.
It's actually 73% more powerful.
73%.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a stark reminder that even a seemingly small difference in wind speed can have a huge impact on the destruction that we see.
Absolutely, and that's why understanding this asymmetry is so crucial, especially when it comes to disaster preparedness and response.
So if we know that the right side of a hurricane is going to be significantly more impacted in the northern hemisphere,
Right.
shouldn't that change how we prepare for these storms?
It absolutely should. And thankfully, that awareness is starting to influence how we approach everything from evacuation planning to resource allocation for search and rescue.
That makes sense. Instead of spreading resources evenly, it would be much more effective to focus on where the greatest need is likely to be.
Exactly. In fact, based on this understanding of hurricane asymmetry, the recommendation is that two-thirds of search and rescue resources should be directed to the right side of the hurricane's path in the northern hemisphere.
Wow. That's a powerful example of how scientific knowledge can directly translate into saving lives. It's not just about understanding the why. It's about using that knowledge to make a real difference.
Absolutely. And it highlights the importance of continuing to study and learn about these powerful forces of nature so we can be better prepared for whatever comes our way.
This is all really fascinating and definitely eye-opening. I bet our listener is starting to see hurricanes in a whole new light.
I hope so. The more we understand about them, the better equipped we'll be to weather the storm, so to
Oh, I
speak.
love that. Okay, so we've established that the right side of a hurricane is the danger zone in the northern hemisphere.
Right.
But how does this asymmetry actually translate to the damage we see on the ground? What kinds of impacts are we talking about?
Well, think about the structures we build.
Okay.
A well-built home can withstand winds of up to 250 kilometers per hour, But many structures, especially in developing nations,
yeah.
they're much more vulnerable, and they may start to fail at around 180 kilometers per hour.
Oh, that's a scary thought. So even a relatively, I don't know, weaker part of the hurricane could still be devastating for certain areas.
Exactly. And because that wind speed is so much higher on the right side of the hurricane, the swab of destruction is potentially much wider on that side.
Right.
Imagine drawing a line down the center of the hurricane's path.
Okay.
The area to the right of that line could experience significantly more damage than the area to the left.
Wow. That's a powerful visual. So knowing this, what should people be thinking about when they hear a hurricane is approaching?
Mm-hmm.
What steps can they take to be as prepared as possible, especially if they're in that higher risk zone on the right side of the storm's path?
Well, the first step is always to stay informed. You know, pay close attention to those weather reports and heed any evacuation orders from local authorities. Remember, those orders are based on the best available data, including an understanding of this hurricane asymmetry.
So it's not just about like the category of the hurricane. Mm. It's also where you are relative to its path.
Precisely. Even a weaker hurricane can be extremely dangerous if you're on the wrong side of it.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense. So knowing that, what other like specific actions can people take to prepare?
Well, if you're in a hurricane-prone area, having a hurricane preparedness kit is absolutely essential. This should include things like water, non-perishable food, flashlights, batteries, a first aid kit, and important documents.
Right. Those are like the basics. But what about things that are like specific to this idea of hurricane asymmetry?
That's a great question. If you know you're on the right side of the hurricane's projected path,
yeah,
you might want to consider additional precautions.
Oh,
like
right.
Reinforcing windows and doors, especially those facing the direction the wind is expected to come from.
So if the hurricane is moving north and you're on the right side of the path,
mm-hmm.
you'd want to pay extra attention to your east-facing windows and doors.
Exactly. You're essentially trying to minimize the impact of those potentially higher wind speeds on that side of the storm.
That's really interesting. It's like you're, I don't know, like playing a strategic game with the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
trying to anticipate its moves and protect yourself accordingly.
In a way, yes. And the more you understand about how these storms work,
yeah.
the better prepared you'll be.
So we've talked a lot about the dangers of hurricane asymmetry, but are there any potential benefits or advantages to this phenomenon?
That's an interesting question. And while the focus is often on the destructive side,
yeah.
you could argue that knowing where the weaker side of the storm is
right.
could help with things like planning evacuation routes.
Oh, okay.
Or even positioning rescue efforts in advance.
That's a great point. It's almost like you could strategically position resources on the left side of the hurricane's path.
Yeah.
Knowing that the conditions there might be less severe,
mm-hmm.
and then be ready to move in quickly once the storm has passed.
Exactly. And as we get better at predicting hurricane paths and intensities, this kind of strategic planning could become even more important.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into hurricane asymmetry. It's definitely changed how I think about these storms.
Mm-hmm.
I used to assume they were just these uniformly powerful forces of nature.
Right.
But now I realize there's so much more to it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It really is a complex and fascinating phenomenon. And the more we learn about it, the better prepared we can be to minimize its impact.
So for our listener, what would you say is the most important takeaway from this conversation? What's the one thing they should remember about hurricane asymmetry?
I think the most important takeaway is that hurricanes are not symmetrical. And that understanding where the strongest winds are likely to be can be crucial for both personal safety and disaster response. If you live in a hurricane-prone area, knowing which way the wind blows literally
yeah.
can make all the difference.
I love that. And it highlights how important it is to stay informed, pay attention to weather reports, and heed any warnings or evacuation orders from local authorities.
Absolutely. We can't control the weather, but we can control how we prepare for it and how we respond to it.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up, I'd love to get your perspective on something.
Okay.
We've talked about how hurricane asymmetry affects things, you know, here and now, but I'm kind of curious about the future.
Yeah.
We know that climate change is leading to warmer oceans.
Right.
And warmer oceans, well, they fuel more intense hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
How might this asymmetry we've been discussing change as hurricanes potentially become more powerful? Is that something scientists are looking at?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's definitely something scientists are studying. While it's difficult to predict with certainty how hurricane asymmetry will change in the future,
right.
some research suggests that as hurricanes become more intense, this difference between the right and left sides of the storm could become even more pronounced.
So it's possible that we could see, like, even greater discrepancies in wind speeds and damage between the two sides of the storm.
Yeah.
That's a sobering thought.
It is, and it really underscores the importance of not only understanding hurricane asymmetry, but also taking steps to mitigate the risks associated with more powerful storms. This means, you know, investing in resilient infrastructure, improving early warning systems, and just strengthening community preparedness plans.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like we need to be proactive, not reactive.
Absolutely.
When it comes to hurricanes, especially as the stakes potentially get higher.
And that includes taking climate change seriously and working to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which are driving the warming of our oceans.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. It's not just about adapting to the changes we're already seeing, but also like addressing the root cause of the problem.
Exactly. It's this two-pronged approach.
Yeah.
We need to prepare for the storms of today while also working to prevent even more powerful storms in the future.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about hurricanes and how they work, and I'm sure our listener has too.
I hope so. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to natural disasters.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else our listeners should keep in mind as they continue to learn about hurricanes and hurricane preparedness?
I think it's just important to remember that every hurricane is unique, and there's always more to learn. You know, stay curious, keep asking questions, and just never underestimate the power of these incredible forces of nature.
Right.
And most importantly, stay safe.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll leave our listener with this thought-provoking question. If you could invent one technology to better protect people from hurricanes, what would it be and why? It's something to ponder as we continue to navigate the challenges of a changing climate and an increasingly complex world. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.